Good evening, and thank you for joining into Four Beers, No Fuse, episode 40. This is Tommy!
Rangoons. This is Jordan.
Welcome to Four Beers, No Fears, episode 40, where, you know who we're powered by? Only the fastest hot rod company in Pleasant Prairie. Giant Whatever star. Hot rods. No. All right, you guys. Getting right into it, here's our rundown for tonight. We're doing our 3-2-1. We're talking about wasting money. We're doing the pros and cons of living in walking distance to a bar. And we're going to wrap that up by following the same little bar line. And we're doing people of a small town bar, because at this point, we've got a handle on it. But first, Jordan.
Yeah.
Shots. All right. Shots. Do you want to guess what's in it, or do you just want to take it, or do you want me to tell you?
Ooh.
I call this the Funky Monkey. Cheers. What are you doing? Are you going to not cheers me?
There's banana in it.
Mm-hmm. That was tasty.
Not bad. Banana, chocolate.
Yep.
I'm going to say banana liqueur.
It was banana.
Chocolate vodka.
Yep.
I don't know what the third thing is.
Air. There was no third.
Is that it?
It was a pretty easy one.
Not bad.
Equal parts chocolate vodka and creme de banana. Oh, God. Did you just try that Bud Light Lime?
So good.
That was re.
And you know what? Fresh. It mixes well with that shot, actually.
I feel like I'm on a boat. I got my Crocs on. I got my visor.
Knee deep in the water somewhere.
Knee deep. That would be a great song.
T-shirt.
Knee deep in the water somewhere. I need some tuning.
Maybe.
Knee deep in the water, so I don't know.
Oh, that sounds better. You're getting there.
Roll with that. Yeah, I don't know.
Got but the blue sky breeze.
Is there? What's in my hair? All right, guys. So, as always, we're going to start this podcast off with some local news. I'll probably give us a rundown of Friday night, because it truly was a movie. But, Jordan, is there anything you need to add before I get into
you
that?
You say Friday night was a movie one more time.
Dude, it was. It had everything.
It had everything.
Suspense, happiness, sadness,
romance,
swimming pool, blood.
Yeah.
A bartender that kind of shows the narrative of the night.
Yeah.
Swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
A walk in the dark.
Mm-hmm. That was disgusting.
You know, I had to get it out. There's my meatloaf I had for lunch. Alrighty. I just got it. I got it through. Today for lunch, I had meatloaf with green beans and mushrooms.
Huh.
Healthy.
Interesting.
Keto.
Right. I don't know if healthy is the right word, but it's definitely keto.
Why is that not healthy? I had vegetable and meat. What did I miss?
Well, there's breadcrumbs and meatloaf.
Not this.
You sure?
I'm sure. No, there wasn't. This just tastes, you might as well have just taken the word loaf out, and they should have called it burger patty pressed in, like bread pan with onion and sauce. I know, because you can't, tangent. All right. So Friday, of course, group got together to keep people's identity secret. Right. We're just going to say me, Jordan, and the group. Me, Jordan, and group get to the Wooden Nickel approximately 7 to 7:30. Start drinking beers, shots, beers, cocktail, beers, and then here I come. Do you guys want to go jump in the pool?
And everyone
it's
says
like,
yes.
Yeah. So group gets back to my house, gets on their swimming garments of what the selection was. I went with my Speedo from 12th grade.
Mm-hmm. Solid choice.
Pretty
Solid
much everyone else choice. Just jumped in the pool in their underwear because they didn't have to be extra like Tommy. And then speaking of Tommy being extra, grabs the bottle of apple whiskey.
Yeah.
Because it, in it's my freezing. Head at the time, thought it would keep us warm, which it didn't. The water was so cold.
So cold.
And then person that I won't name, let's for the sake of the story, let's just call her Haley. Brings out a beer bong.
No, I brought the. She told me to grab the.
Okay, beer so bong. It's her idea. So, yeah. So in my drunk, I'm like, you know, let's just not put beer in here. So I put about 3/4 of a bottle of Bud Light Lime from a couple podcasts ago. Probably about 3 to 4 shots of apple whiskey. I just sucked that down like it was water. And only 8 seconds after it left, hit my stomach, my body said, hey, that's not water. Hey,
kiddo.
So it's a proud thing for me to not throw up while drinking.
Right.
Like I had to take a lap. Yeah. Like you see those TikToks where you see a guy like, that was me. But I went back by my red car. I'm like, dude, don't do this. You've never done this before.
Took a few deep breaths.
I shotgunned a beer, like 4 shots of whiskey.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a no. Get nauseous.
You've never thrown up from drinking.
Only that one time in that one really bad black on my 23rd birthday in Myrtle Beach. And I needed to because it was bad. That's the day I had before I went to the bar. I had 24 Natter Days. Yeah, I started like 1 p.m.
Yeah,
I don't remember getting to the bar. Yeah, I don't remember leaving the bar. Nice. My friends said I could barely stand. my friends told me I consumed at the bar 4 Miller Lights, which I don't drink Miller Lights.
Right.
And then they thought, you know, it's his birthday. Let's give him 4 hurricanes. Yeah. So I got back. That was a lot.
Probably had alcohol poisoning.
I had a hangover for 3 days.
Yeah.
It was so bad. Yeah. Like a lump in my throat.
Yeah.
The next day I was trying to sit in the hot tub, trying to sweat some of it out. I went, and my buddy Adam was like, dude, don't throw up in this hot tub. There's kids in here. I'm like, okay. So I walked into like a bathroom right off the side of the pool, closed the door. As I turned, I felt like my throat opened up to the size of like a tall boy can. And for what feels like to me was for 35 seconds, it was like, like 3 flushes. Yeah. So
you didn't puke that night, you puked in the morning.
So before I went to bed, I puked.
Okay.
Which I think I needed to.
Yeah.
And when I woke up, I didn't know what state I was in. I didn't know. I seriously thought I had drank too much and fell asleep before I went out that night.
Really?
Nope.
Because you had no recollection of the night itself. Mm-mm. That's crazy.
So I won't be doing that again. But talking about drinking apple whiskey and not throwing up in the backyard. We did that, swallowed that down, didn't throw up. I walked back over by the pool, and you know what I said? Let's go back to the wooden nickel. And everyone's like, yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So, we're getting ready. We're all dry, clothes back on. We're starting to walk there. Girl number 2 falls in my ditch. Yeah. My ditch is only 8 inches deep. She somehow manages to cut her leg.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't know how. It's just concrete.
Or on grass. What?
Yeah, but... that happened, so then girl number 1.
We didn't notice the cut until we got to the bar.
And then bartender A.
It wasn't even when we got to the bar. It was like 15 minutes after we got to the bar.
Yeah, and we'll just say bartender A was like, hold on, got a first aid kit. He fixed this up.
Well.
I don't remember that part of the night.
Bailey fixed it.
Okay, I remember getting there, getting a Busch Light.
Yeah.
And then I remember getting back and watching a movie.
Yeah.
It's like I just let a little brown up here. It's like the whiskey and the whiskey beer bong didn't kill me, but that last Busch Light was just it just put me over.
That just put you right over.
And I went and peed before I left, and it was back down to a level where I was.
The pee did it.
Oh, the pee did. Yeah, I was pretty. I wasn't as hungover the next day as I thought I was going to be.
No.
Had a lot of water before bed.
I was very tired. That's the only thing.
We'll say that was the probably the weekend as a whole. I was worried. You slept a lot this weekend.
Yeah.
Like
my sleep gets like thrown off, it's over with.
Yeah, I mean.
I slept on the floor. Like
that was
super
so
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I just fell asleep.
Yeah.
So it was like, I didn't mean to. And yeah, it wasn't good.
So you got brunch with us, but like I had to wake you up 20 times for that. And you're mad at me. I'm like, we need brunch. We got back. You were up on the couch like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Then you slept like 8:30, I want to say. From noon to 8:30, you got up and sat with me for like an hour, and then you went back to bed. And then Sunday, I stuck around here till like 9 o'clock. You didn't wake up. I went and got coffee, got Bloody Marys, got lunch, came back, still sleeping, walked to my parents, Mm-hmm. And then you texted me around like 4:30.
I woke up at like noon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 11:30 noon.
Fair enough. So
I have a sleep disorder. Leave me alone.
Okay. I didn't make funny. I was just telling the weekend recap. That's what we do. Jordan, is there anything else you want to add to this weekend recap, local news? Oh, I would. After you had something.
I'm going to need to make it a habit where I'm not going to sleep my weekend away.
No. And I remember like 3 weekends ago.
It just makes me like, sleeping makes me more tired.
Yeah. So I need you got to just, get up like, and do stuff. Stop. Like, remember when I was like begging you to go to Woodman's with me? I didn't need you to go to Woodman's with me. I just wanted you to get moving because I'd be up.
But I'm stubborn, so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because you made probably like 2 or 3 weeks ago, you made a comment. You're like, how do these weekends go by so fast? You're sleeping, you know?
Well, I just said that because the weekend did go by fast. I know that. When I sleep, they obviously are going to go by quicker, but
yeah. Got a pretty sick. I got the sickest set of tires for my Jeep.
Tires.
Without doing modifications to suspension and getting spacers.
That you know of.
I did a lot of research.
Yeah.
I got within a half inch of rubbing on the fenders when you turn the front. So if you go for a 30 and a half inch tire, which is a 280 in height, so you have rim to top millimeters, rim to bottom in millimeters, that's how it measures out. If you go 30 and a half on a 15 inch wheel, whew, I got the burps, you will
rub. Tear them up.
And I went through a weird process where I was looking for like almost like a street rim for that Jeep, mm-hmm. and then like a little tire, which we kind of would have been dumb now that I think about it. Keep the stock wheels, which are actually kind of sweet. They're just on little tires. So I think these big, I got some big Coopers. I think it's going to be a good look. Those will get here Wednesday.
Nice.
Looks like I'm backing down from getting a Dodge Charger. I think that's it. I can't think of anything else. Jordan, can you?
No.
Let's call Sam.
I don't think so.
I definitely forgot to text him tonight. So let's see what happens. I don't have anything.
He's going to be so pissed.
Nah. Maybe.
No.
Maybe. I FaceTimed him. I didn't call him. So this is just about the time we normally call him, though.
This is appropriate.
Sam?
Hello?
Can you podcast with us right now?
Are you live?
We're live.
No, I cannot. I apologize.
How are we going to fill this 20-minute gap?
Good question. You could try some stand-up jokes.
Done.
There's a big UFC night.
We'll talk later, Sam. Have a good night.
You too.
Head it back.
Bye.
He answered the phone. He's like, I hope this is appropriate. What have I ever done that wasn't appropriate?
A lot.
Nope. It was a big UFC night, but you slept through it.
Well, yeah, because I didn't want to pay for it.
Yeah, my dad was like, you guys are watching the fights, right? And we're like, no, I'm reading the bartender's handbook and drinking a canned Mai Tai. And Jordan's sleeping. And yeah, he's like, what do you read? I'm like, it's just a book with cocktail recipes. Okay, but it turns out some of these recipes are pretty good. But, hey, Jordan, so I originally wrote 60 seconds with Jordan. Mm-hmm. Turns out I'm going to give you 360 seconds.
Damn.
So that's 6 minutes. Go.
So it was a big – some might say the biggest fight card in history in the UFC. Some people are saying that there was no decisions. Every fight was a knockout or a TKO or a submission, which was pretty cool. And I think that was like one of the only fight cards that's ever happened on.
And I don't know if you told this to them, but this is pretty much one of the only fight cards that's ever happened on.
Right. I don't think I did say that.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to cover the bases.
Main event was Kamaru Usman. And
there goes the dog drinking water.
Jorge Masvidal.
He is thirsty. That dog is going to be puking on my carpet in less than 60 seconds.
No, it'll be fine.
I can't. I can only hear that.
Jorge Masvidal got knocked out in the second round or first round?
I heard it was the second round or the first round.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Jorge Masvidal's never been knocked out before, so that was kind of interesting to see. He got knocked out, like, cold. It wasn't even close. Kamaru Usman, you can definitely say, is the pound-for-pound one of the greatest ever in the world, ever, fighter.
And what I heard Bruce Buffer say is Usman, ounce for ounce, is a great fighter.
Yeah.
Possibly one of the better fighters in the country or the world.
In the world. Well, he's African, so in the world.
I said in the world.
Right. Right.
If they, anything they fought, else? They fought in the country.
Anything else? In the world.
So, and I don't know if this was brought up by you or anybody on the Fight Night or ESPN or Triller.
Yeah.
It was said that was one of the greatest fight tickets in UFC.
Cards, but yeah.
And pound for pound, he was great.
Right.
Sure, but yeah, go on.
So the co-main event, what was the co-main event? Fuck.
Frigg. Do you know? This is bad for radio, man.
No. But Chris Weidman was fighting Uriah Hall. That was the first fight on the main card.
Yeah, that was the first fight on the main card.
It was like the first 30 seconds, Chris Weidman threw a kick and
my first spear is done.
Uriah Hall checked the kick, and Chris Weidman's shin completely bent in half from kicking someone.
So, yeah, I heard his shin looked like a boomerang.
It did. It was gnarly. And
heard it was gross.
So that was the first fight ever in UFC history where someone won a fight without throwing any strikes. And no punches or kicks. That was the first strike thrown in the entire fight was that kick. He checked it, and it broke his leg, like, right in half.
And I don't know if you know this, Struda. I mean, you know about fighting. It's hard to win a fight with one leg, and if your opponent has two. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah. I'd agree with that.
Me and you need to announce these fights. I'm going to get another beer. Okay. You know, you need to kind of keep going on that one. I'm going to need you to keep talking, though, while I get the beer. I'm going to get you one, too.
Trying to think of what the code is.
Trying to think. That's a first.
Valentina Shevchenko. That was a title fight. She's fighting Jessica Andrade. I think that's how you pronounce it. Valentina's been dominant her whole entire...
Valentina Hot Sauce.
Her whole entire... reign as champ. I don't see anyone really beating her in that weight division at this point. She's almost like an Amanda Nunes. She's just too damn good for all of her competition where it's not even close in any way, shape, or form. She's not a wrestler by any means. And she took Jessica Andrade down multiple times and just mopped the floor with her.
Mopped. When I say mopped, like Miyagi, mop the deck.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's about it. That's all I got.
Sure. Also, now, Jordan, let's hear about your bird feeders, squirrels.
Well, I just refilled them today.
Yep, I saw that.
Still waiting to shoot a squirrel.
It was up here the other day when you were sleeping.
I tried
to went out there and grab my hand.
Yeah, they're fast.
I could not catch him.
No.
I kind of think your dog has gotten into a bait, like a rabbit's nest, and he's eaten a couple of the babies.
Yeah.
Now, he never has like blood or anything on them, but like sometimes I'll go outside and look for him, and he's up in the corner, the front corner of the lawn, and when I call him, he gets really low, like he did something
like
wrong.
Up
yeah.
There. Hmm.
So I don't know what he's doing, but I went and looked today and couldn't find anything, but that's the only thing I can think of.
Well, you'd see him. There's nothing over there that they could like make a nest in.
They're digging in the ground a little bit.
No, they'd be in like plants or something.
Haven't you heard the tale of Peter Cottontail?
Have you?
Yes.
How does it go? Please explain.
Yeah, so there
here once, comes Peter Cottontail.
No, you're thinking of the wrong thing.
Oh.
It goes, there once was a man named Michael Finnegan.
Mm-hmm.
He had blisters on his chin again.
Right.
The wind blew them off.
I don't think this is how this goes.
He was win again.
No. Nope.
Poor old Michael Finnegan begin again, and that's when the dog eats the bunnies.
Mm.
And the rabbit's name was Michael.
Are you having a stroke?
No, I'm just telling this tale, Peter Cottontail.
Okay.
What is wrong with you?
Because that's not how any of this goes.
Are you sure?
I'm 99%.
Or is it called the Tale of Cotton Eye Joe? Where did you come from? Where did you go?
Yeah.
Where did you come from?
Cotton Eye Joe.
All right, Jordan. So yeah, birds, squirrels. Jordan's dog is so dumb. I don't think he could catch a turtle. He would run up to it quickly and go past it.
He's killed baby bunnies before.
Did you take him to confession to repent his sins?
No. Told him good boy.
Oh.
Get them all.
No. All right, so we're going to get into a 3-2-1 here.
Okay.
Wasting money. Do you think you need a 4 and 5 before
I'm good at these.
Yeah, do you need a 4 or 5 and then I start with my 3 and we go back and forth?
No, let's just go 3.
Okay. So my my third, I'm good with money, but when I get on an itch, I spend it. So my third is called Best Buy Hangovers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, other than the TV and maybe the sound system, I've needed nothing from Best Buy in this house.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I go there with just the pinchiest pinch of a hangover,
mm-hmm.
$250, $500, $600, $1,200, it's arbitrary. I don't know why. I don't need it. I look at this computer and this mic. We had a computer and a mic.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. This Apple Watch. I had a perfect Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
That Alexa that I talk to once a day.
Mm-hmm.
I can probably find other things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's it. I don't know, but yeah, Best Buy hangover. I waste money at.
You do blow a lot, and it's not just like $5, $10.
I said it $250, $600, $1,200,
which
$2,700 one time.
Yeah.
We have the coolest TV on the block.
On the block. You know that for a fact.
Honestly, I'd be impressed if anybody had bigger.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So my third would probably be. I blow a lot of money on, like, food.
Yeah, big time. You were trying to do it as we started.
Yeah.
You did it last night.
I blow a lot of money on food.
And you have groceries here.
Not really.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
I need to go grocery shopping. When I have groceries, then it's cool, but...
And see, the thing is now, I was packing lunches for a while, but my problem is when I pack a lunch for work, it's gone by 9:30.
Yeah.
Just you're driving around, you're looking at it, and you see like the videos, but like, I brought this lunch for noon today. Mm. And then it shows the clock and it's like 10:02 and the lunch is gone.
Yeah.
But yeah, you do spend a lot on like DoorDash and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you do you know you pack lunch work? Sometimes I see you packing, but sometimes I see you go on a Quick Trip.
Mm-hmm.
Quick Trip's good though.
Mm-hmm.
So around it. And they've got. Recently, they've brought some new good offerings. The chicken waffle sandwich. The barbecue pulled chicken sandwich. Even their crispy chicken on a bun. Not their chicken patty, but their breaded chicken.
Mm.
You put lettuce, jalapenos, and you know, you like Chick-fil-A sauce, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Quick Trip brought out their own like version of Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh,
they
really?
Call it sweet smoky sauce. It's up by like the ranch and the barbecue.
It's
way better than Chick-fil-A sauce. It's way more savory.
Dang.
Sounds like you got to get Quick Trip tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
And it's, well, actually it's a Burger King too, but Burger King just gives me the funny runnies. Yeah. No, it tastes good.
Yeah.
All right.
For some reason, I think Quick Trip is like cleaner.
Even though it's kind of a big company, I still feel like I'm supporting a local company. Like I'd way rather
spend
a couple more bucks at Culver's than go to Wendy's or Burger King or any of the big ones.
$1, 10 chicken nuggets.
Okay, well, Culver's doesn't have chicken nuggets, so get your head out of
your ass.
Have you
seen those, though, from Burger King?
Yeah.
People are saying they're not Very good.
The spicy ones are. I know that because I got invited to this really fancy party recently, and I brought $100. I'm sorry, $10 worth of those chickens, little muggies.
Yeah.
Put them on this glass platter with the sauces like in a circle.
Mm-hmm. Very fancy, like.
And they're like, "Wow, you brought $100?" I'm like, "Yep."
Yep. Yo.
So my number.
You're disgusting.
Thank you. My number two is, now that we're back at the bars, I'll say, I can't even say bars. I'm pretty good with money at bars.
Yeah, you are.
I will say, I'll just say.
Which I don't know how, because I feel like you order just as many drinks as I do.
Yeah, but I drink just pretty much beer, and it's like $2 to $2.50 a beer, but then a cocktail is like $6 or $7.
I mean, at the Wooden Nickel.
Double Talls, $7 at the Old Nickel. Mm. Like those Tito's they're pouring you, $7. Yeah. You know, I won't say the bar because I am pretty good there. But I will say bottles of alcohol.
Oh yeah.
Look at this house. Yeah. Look at, there's probably 16 over there. That thing cannot take another one.
Mm-mm.
I'll say liquor store.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I'm calling it a waste of money because if I was drinking it, I wouldn't call it a waste. But right. I have
five. You just kind of collect it.
Yeah, I have 5 or 6 boxes of Smirnoff Red, White, and Berry in my bedroom.
For no reason.
No reason.
They came back out with it.
Well, yeah. And then today I was at Cellar Door getting the beer for the podcast. I said, "Gil, can you order more?" And he goes, "How much are you going to order it? How much are you going to buy when I bring them in?" I said, "I'll start off with 3 units, which is 6 cases."
Mm-hmm.
So I'm already going to have 6 more. I'm going to build my pile back up. I don't know why I did that.
No, me neither.
But yeah, I'll just say alcohol not at a bar that's just going to sit here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just keep, I don't know why. I went to Woodman's the other day to get some fancy moonshine. They didn't have it, but I came back with a bottle of Cherry Pucker. I came back with a bottle of vanilla whiskey.
They didn't have that moonshine?
Nope, and I asked the manager, I'm like, it says on the thing that you guys carry, it's like, other Woodman's do, but we don't. I'm like, why does it say it on the website? And then I got those canned Mai Tais, which were great.
Yeah.
12.5%. But yeah, I'll just say liquor store, grocery store, bottles, and some cans.
I'll say whenever I go to like a store, if I'm in line, you know how like usually in line they have like
candy,
just gum. Like the small little thing, like at Marshall's, like how they have like the small little stuff. 9 out of 10 times I'm grabbing something out of that line.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to say grocery shopping in general for your number two.
That too. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just
when we go to the grocery store, Jordan will literally go up and down every aisle.
Yeah.
And he'll get like Cheetos flavored mac and cheese and weird ice cream things and popsicles and
I like my junk food.
Yeah, he does. And like
I don't eat like a crazy amount of it.
No, but you'll
but buy I it. Like trying it all.
Yeah, it's almost like you're not old enough to grocery shop.
No, I should no, I'm not.
And you know, I learned to grocery shop in college. Like I know exactly what I need. I do it quickly.
Yeah.
And I don't even need a cart.
What? No, you usually do.
Yeah, I do, but
you use my cart.
Yep. Oh, you guys, before we each get to our last number one, I'm gonna switch it over really quick. You won't even know. So just give me 1 second. And now for my number one. You guys didn't even know. See how quick I did that? So and I have a hard time thinking about this because I think I am smart with money. But I think every now and then I will make I make impulsive big purchases.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. It's never smaller.
No.
Impulsive. No, it's always like big money.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I'm the opposite.
And so basically what happens is at the end of each month, there's a XYZ amount I want to put in savings.
Right.
And that remainder money, that as long as I can hit my like savings goal, it's free game. And it's only going to last me 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So when I have it sitting,
it's just burning a hole in your pocket.
Kind of. Because I know that I did what I needed to save money. And I could be saving more, but
YOLO.
And a little bit. Yeah. So whether it's either a 45 or a 10 gallon fish tank,
mm-hmm.
A Jeep with a plow,
mm-hmm.
A car that's red.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of, and this kind of goes into my number two, but a full half pallet of summer shandy that mm-hmm. I had one bottle of.
Mm-hmm.
If it's there, I'll buy it. I try to think of some more stuff that's great examples. I really can't think. Those pit vipers.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll just let it rip. I don't even care.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll have a couple like drinks at like a restaurant and we're all sitting. I'm like, I'll take the whole tab. I don't have to do that. I'm just polite. But yeah, my number one is that sometimes I will make an impulsive purchase. I don't regret them though. So that's, so my number one is good and bad, I guess.
My number one is at the bar.
Yeah. You move that money, man.
Ooh, yeah.
Like I'll say you normally spend three times as much as me.
Oh yeah. Easy.
Yeah. And it's
between drinks, shots,
pool, music.
I shouldn't even say pool. Pool is a buck a game. I'd probably pay
three or four a night.
Tops five games a night. And that's pushing it. So pool isn't a thing, but and I'll probably put like 10, 15 bucks into the jukebox.
Maybe $20 of pull tabs.
I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, I stopped too. It wasn't yielding us enough money.
No.
Your problem is you like to get rounds of shots for people.
Yes. Well, because I hate buy it. Like I want a shot.
Yep.
I don't want to take a shot by myself. I don't want to just take buy a shot for me and another person. So you got to get the whole group.
Yep.
And
and the wooden nickels made it easier.
No one else likes to buy shots, so I'm just like, if I want a shot,
I'll buy shots of stuff, but not as much as you, I guess. Yeah. I might do it once a night. You do it four times a night. That's $40.
Yeah.
And I used to be bad at that when we would go like the factory when stuff was expensive,
mm-hmm.
and I'd see around a group of guys, and I would be like, "Can I get 8 shots of Jack Apple?"
Right.
They're nailing you $5 a shot.
Yeah.
So I used to do it more, I guess, but
yeah.
Yeah, you run it at the bar though, like. I think you went to the ATM the other night after I pulled money out beforehand.
No, I don't think I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean,
I think I only spent like literally like $60 last
week. It's a lot for the old nickel.
Ooh,
so I spent 20.
I spent way more than that the other weekend.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I think I spent $120.
What?
And then I took out another $120.
Well, thank you to rental company for fueling our passions and our sins. So I guess that was a 3-2-1. I guess when it comes to the opposite of, do you have a savings technique or any positive?
No, I do not. I am living for a living, Tommy.
Yeah, you are. So I recommend putting away $1,500 or more a month.
Mm-hmm.
I say put a third of that into the stock market every month.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you, H&R Block.
Your H&R Block is taxes. I don't know. I think as long as you save, you can play, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's my dealio. That's my Shfelio. And if you like Pokemon, that's my Celio. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's move on.
That was so dumb.
I thought it was relatable to multiple parties. Well, you burped and coughed, so who are you? So someone asked me about this the other day, and I've decided to bring it back for the night. Earlier on in the podcast, we would do a reoccurring segment called Tom's Tweet, where I would spin way down into my Twitter
mm-hmm.
and find just an artifact of Jordan. Tell everybody what you're doing right now.
Ordering food.
What are you getting? Let's hear it.
I am getting pork lo mein,
mm-hmm.
crab rangoons, and spring rolls.
Ooh, it's like three meals.
Leftovers for tomorrow, homeboy.
I thought you were on a quick trip tomorrow. That's fine. So I found my Tom's tweet. This is from 2020, so not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all it says.
Do you want a fortune cookie?
No. Nope, I'm doing keto. All right, the tweet.
That was disgusting.
From 1:30 of 2020, it says, I know everything, and if I don't, I'll make something up very fast. And I don't know if I'd even call that one garbage, because it's so true.
That one's a little bit rough.
You want something better?
Maybe.
11:30 of 19. I switched from pounding claws and breaking laws, so white claws, for those that don't know the reference, to drinking whiskey and getting frisky. And then literally an hour before that, I just tweeted the song Timber by Kesha and Pitbull. So that day was full of adventure. And then the same night, I also posted a song, Cover Me Up by Morgan Wallen. So that day, I was either in my feels or ready for a party. Yeah, I don't even know. But that's Tom's tweet. Did your dog fart? It smells something vile.
Maybe.
I would just tell you if I did it.
It wasn't me.
Neighbors know if it was you. So I was listening to a new podcast by Ernest, the country producer.
Singer.
You're right. He's written songs that have
written.
Listen, man, I don't want to demote you.
What? Was I wrong?
No, you were right. It just was not necessary.
Oh, okay.
He has wrote songs.
Just tighten up.
Okay, sorry. He has writ songs like Heartless from Morgan Wallen. He's produced songs like Bottles Half Dead and Cheers. But he has a really funny podcast called Just Being Ernest. Great name.
Look at that beta fish.
Yeah, he's been like that for months.
He's tweaking.
No, he just can't swim down. He's just always floating. I think his air bladder shot. But that's just what he does. So I heard an ad on his podcast for something called Goodies. Goodies is a 10-minute hangover relief powder.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I normally don't believe that stuff, but he gave me this promotion code that if you get 6 packs of them, you get $1 off, so I had to bite on it, and I did. So this morning, I was feeling a little slow. I didn't have much to drink last night. I only had 2 Bloody Marys, a Busch Light, 6 White Claw, 1 Smirnoff, Rhode White and Berry, a heavy poured cherry rum and 7-Up, and then at the end of the night, I thought I would concoct something called the Drunker Palmer, which was a shot of citrus vodka, a shot of sweet tea vodka, and a shot and a half of Southern Comfort with a little bit of lemonade.
And you thought it was the greatest thing sliced bread.
Yeah, it was so good.
I think it was because you were definitely drunk.
Oh, yeah, I came back drunk.
It wasn't. It was good.
It would have been better on a hot summer day.
It was good. It was not what you were saying it was. You were like, oh my God, this is the best trick ever.
And I downed it. I downed it.
Mm-hmm.
Went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up.
I'm sure you didn't feel too hot the next morning.
That was this morning.
Right.
Yeah. Woke up this morning. Was not feeling great.
Mm-hmm.
Was not feeling great. See, now you caught up to me very quickly. So you can go get 2 more when I talk for a second. Was not feeling great. And I said, you know what? Let's just try one of these. I got to go be the best sales rep in the state of Wisconsin. Ripped one of these little powders open, poured it in maybe 3 ounces of water. It got this really foamy color to it. I just drank it back, filled up the cup again, finished the water just to put some water in me.
And you said it's basically just like
3 cups of coffee. It's 150 milligrams of caffeine.
Okay.
So 2.5 to 3 cups, depending on how you pour your size cup of coffee. And then like 2 to 3 Advils. And when you drink a cup of coffee, you drink it. It probably takes someone 1.5 hours to drink 3 cups of coffee. Well,
and it kind of makes your stomach hurt for most people, unless you're...
Coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it kind of upsets you. Yeah.
Whereas if it's just like a quick powder...
And then when you take Advil, it goes in you and it slowly releases and makes it a little better. Now, so
this
poured this into the cup, shot it back, drank a glass of water. I was like, this is not going to work. It's just another placebo. And this is a brand that I've never heard of before. I told this in his podcast, which isn't huge. By the time I got out of the shower, was gone.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. And now, Some nights we really do it, and I don't think anything's going to help you. Maybe an IV bag.
Right.
Or
right.
a tank of diver's oxygen for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But this
That's
was,
not a bad idea. We should invest in that.
For the oxygen or the IV?
But yes.
I won't do an IV.
No?
I hear mixed stuff. I hear it makes you better, or it's just going to make you feel weird for a day or so.
Hmm.
The oxygen I would think about, but this, though? Money.
Yeah. I'm going to have to try it.
Yeah, maybe after the meat raffle tomorrow.
Yeah.
That might be a good time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, let's move into our next.
Sigmonte.
Kind of. We're going to talk about the wooden nickel. Anything that you've seen better or worse over the next, the last few times you've been there at the old nickel?
Nothing worse.
It keeps getting better.
It keeps getting better,
the
honestly.
People get to know us.
Well,
better,
you get to know the regulars.
Me, Jordan, we're sitting there Thursday night with our favorite part. I'll just use the first letters of their names, but T and B, definitely the best two bartenders.
Mm-hmm.
And T's, there was just a guy at the bar, and it was only the bartender, me and Jordan, and this other guy.
Mm-hmm.
And some guy walks in, he's like, hey, what are you doing here? The guy's like, it's my first time here. He goes, well, thanks for coming to the bar. These are my sons, Jim and Bob. He's referencing me and Jordan because there's no one else there. I don't know why I thought it was so funny, but...
Oh, it was funny.
Situationally...
It was funny.
It made me feel like I was on TV.
Because he definitely believed him at first. He was like, oh, nice.
Okay.
His
family's hanging out at the bar on Thursday.
Yeah.
So that was a good time.
And then he said, I'm just kidding. These aren't my kids. And then I said, what the fuck, Dad?
Frig. What the frig, Dad?
But that's not what I said.
I know, but I just there's kids listening. You know, I've recently...
What the frig, Dad?
Yeah. Good. Tell them.
What the fudge, Dad? And they thought that was funny.
So still have a gripe, though, that our other bar down the street, Johnny Z's, mm-hmm. it would probably be three times the walk, actually. It's kind of walk, yeah.
Yeah.
They have dynamite food. Mm-hmm. We'll still go there maybe once a week for a bite.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you don't always just want
best
to
brunch.
Pizza.
One of the best brunches.
It's so good.
They really do have good food there.
Yeah, I think their most expensive item is $11, and they give you more chicken tenders than you'll ever get anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
And they're the best,
I haven't tried... Oh, they're...
They're so... They're
Guy
perfect.
Guy Fieri needs to go have those. He needs to go have their shrimp. He needs to go have their chicken tenders.
Yep.
And you said the pot stickers are good. I haven't tried those
Ooh,
yet.
Ooh, daddy.
I'm not a big pot stickers fan myself.
Oh, I love them. Anything with soy sauce, I like.
Oh, their mac and cheese. How'd I forget them? You ever had their ordered the mac and cheese or just had a bite?
No, I've had their mac and cheese before.
Yeah, my girlfriend ordered it with the chicken tenders cut up on top.
Yeah.
With a ranch drizzle.
Yeah.
That was smart.
I'm sure that would be good, yeah. I think I just had like the plain.
You got to get a little bit, but they do add some basil to their cheese sauce, and I really like that. But... Pros and cons of living walking distance to the bar. So do you want to be a cons and I be pros, or do you want to keep going back and forth, or how do you want to do this?
Well.
Because you don't like walking as much as me.
I don't like walking. I don't like walking to the bar. I like walking home from the bar.
That's the funnest part.
Right. So that could be a pro and a con. Like, I don't like walking there because I don't want to walk.
It takes 9 minutes. That's why it frustrates
me. I know. Once I get there, I'm like,
awesome. I can drink whatever I want, walk home. Now that it's getting warm, it's even better.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care when it's warm. I just didn't like doing it when it was 30 degrees out.
Yeah. And like, I time myself running back from the bar when I'm pretty hammered. It takes me like 4.5 minutes, maybe less.
Yeah.
Takes me to run as long as it takes you to.
I will not be running home.
No, you have shin splints.
I get shin splints.
And I can be wearing just Vans, and I am like I got the wheels. So my pro is I am – did the dog just vomit?
No.
I am a big person that will not drink and drive.
Yeah.
So I can walk there 9 minutes. I can drink as much or as little as I want, walk home, get, you know, another mile in at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I mean, you walk home makes you feel a little bit better. It just gets your blood circulating again. So pro. I'm just going to say it's good
for
you.
If you're
it's
not
good
fall,
for you. It's good for you and safe for
if
you.
If you're not fall down drunk, then it's definitely safer. But if I would argue that if you are fall down drunk, passing out in a ditch in Pleasant Prairie is not the safest thing.
Yeah, I don't. I've never even got close
as
to
as long
that
as you're there. In a group, it's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And sometimes I don't want to be in the group. But if I'm not in a group, I'm in a mission to get to this house. You know, there's no
stopping
me.
Yeah, weird.
And it was that thing I did in college. And I get way more messed up in college.
You are so weird.
Have a longer walk back. No stopping me. No stopping me.
It's so odd.
I'm one with the shadows.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Well, one time we were, never mind. That's a story for another time. All right. So you did a con, I did a pro. So now you do a pro.
So it's kind of the same thing, like one and the same. Like,
no, it's not one and the same.
I like walking home. I like being able to walk home if you've had too much to drink.
That's pretty much exactly what I just said.
I know.
I don't think you need to be creative.
So
you need to show your creative side and get another.
Living close, you know all of the regulars. Because you're there, too.
We're getting there. There's still people I see, but people are starting to know us.
Yeah. And we've only been going there for
4 weeks, maybe. Not
three
even.
3 weeks.
March 25th was my birthday. So this will actually be our...
This will be our fourth?
Four, fifth week.
Fifth week?
Yep.
Okay.
One in March. This will be our fourth in April, so fifth week. And, okay, so that was fine. That's good. So my con, which definitely could also be a pro... is we find ourselves there 3 to 4 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is that we're not just going there to drink. Well, yeah, we are. But
that's kind of,
yeah.
Sort of.
So for Tuesdays, we're not going there. We're going there for this meat raffle.
Specifically to drink. We're going there for the
meat raffle, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is.
And I don't know if you can find a better time on a Tuesday night in Kenosha at a bar. They do a very good job there. They give out a ton of prizes.
Yep.
You're not always going to win, but they set you up to win.
Yep.
And the, you know, you hang around, they give you a drink chip. Like, they're looking out for you. Now, Thursdays, the first time me and Jordan ever went there was on my birthday. It was a Thursday. We met this awesome bartender.
Mm-hmm.
She took care of us. So we're like, we're going to just keep going here on Thursdays.
Yep.
Well, now Circle gets the square. Mm-hmm. They're doing a bakes tournament on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to keep going to condition our bodies.
Right. Exactly.
But this is going to be fun. I mean, when you get a little bit more off the lake, it's like 6 degrees warmer.
Yeah.
They have a nice backyard.
No, I'm not worried about it. Yeah.
And like, you can walk there, walk home.
Yep.
That's going to be a good time.
Bags League. It'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what the other teams are put together, because if I'm thinking what I'm thinking, we might dominate.
We're going to, I don't think so. I don't think we're going to dominate, but we're definitely going to be the youngest.
I'm really good at bags.
I'm sure.
Yeah. You said you want to get into practice, but I'm like, I don't need practice. Mm. I'm like Mike Tyson in the bags world.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So pro, I had a con 3 times a week. In the summer when it's warmer, I'd go there, not more, just because of the work, but like, I'd go there on a Saturday.
But we go
and
there.
And that's the problem, because on a Saturday, I want brunch. And are you okay there, Jordan?
Yeah, I got a neck cramp.
You got a neck cramp. I do want a brunch on a Saturday morning and a good Bloody Mary. Haven't had their Bloody Mary yet, but I want brunch.
Yeah.
They don't have that.
Yeah, that's true.
So
we go there Tuesday, Thursday, Fridays.
We've been there one Saturday.
One Saturday.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I could see us in the summer doing more Saturdays.
Oh, yeah.
But
the problem is we go way too hard on Fridays, and we don't want to do anything on Saturdays.
Well,
or we do something else on Saturdays.
I still always want to go on Saturdays. Someone's are tired. Like, I really wanted to go Saturday. And you're like, no, I'm tired. That was you.
That was me?
Yep.
Hmm.
So, but yeah, I do think.
You know you're allowed to go.
I'm not
without
going.
Me.
I'm not going myself.
You have friends.
I want to hang out with you.
Oh.
I know. So, Jordan named a good con. It's easy to go hard there. I don't know how.
Oh, very easy.
I can't really figure out. The only time I ever spent a lot of money there was for a meat raffle, but I put a third of the money toward a meat raffle.
Right. right.
Yeah.
So it's not like you were putting all the money towards drinking.
No, because you can black out at the Wooden Nickel, that's a bad word to say. You can have an awesome time at the Wooden Nickel for 10 hours. If you go there and just get two of their Long Islands,
woo, doggy.
Two of them, you're cooking. Mm. One of them, you're really going.
You're cooking with gas.
Yeah, and if you order the Blue Whale, good night.
Good night.
I heard that there was this boy at the Wooden Nickel once that poured a Busch Light in his Blue Whale.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't very good.
He tried to meet the pizza guy that night.
Yep.
It was me.
Mm-hmm.
I said this Blue Whale.
His name rhymed with Yami.
And his last name rhymed with the Learner. No, but I was like, maybe I just got it. I actually thought it was pretty good from what I could remember.
Tommy.
Did you try it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I don't remember saying you could try it, but
Well,
all right, so you got any more pros or cons?
Oh man. Biggest thing is con. The biggest thing is it's both a pro and a con. It's you live so close.
Yeah.
It makes it so easy to just go there.
And really,
and that's a pro and a con.
There's not really that many houses that are that close to that bar.
No.
Because it's almost all the way down the state line. Mm-hmm. There's like three houses to the right.
Main road.
Yeah. So there's a subdivision kind of far away. But I feel like if you live in that subdivision a little bit, it's just as far. It's 0.5. It's a half mile from this house.
Right.
And it, like if you cut across the streets right, you cut across our front yard, it's less.
Yeah.
I honestly, now that how much I love it, it's a pro.
Oh, yeah.
Cons are respect.
It's just my favorite bar in Kenosha.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I will say that, yeah.
Yeah. I'll say it's top three.
It's definitely my number one.
Yeah, I think it's probably two or three, depending on the day or what kind of mood I'm in.
Yeah.
Just because, and I'll say it, on a Friday night, part of me still wants to be at the factory.
Why haven't we gone?
Because I know how much you like it there, and I know how much everyone else likes it there. And it's cheaper, really.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
It makes it so easy to go there.
But at this, for where we live now, it's a 20-minute drive to the factory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's my bad, I guess.
Well, we could go to the factory for a few and then head back and finish the night.
I suppose. But all right, so we're going to move on and keep going just because we might run out of time on this one. But, you know, I'm going to go over two activities aside about the Wooden Nickel. We just got into the Bags tournament. So, Jordan, what's your strategy to succeed? Because we are with two gals that I don't know their abilities.
Well, the last time that we did play Bags with them, their abilities are not phenomenal.
Not phenomenal.
Not,
neither of them listen to this podcast.
Not great.
Let it rip.
Not great. I'll just be honest.
Yeah.
Not great. So I'm not phenomenal, but I can definitely I can carry myself, you know.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what, we ain't gonna win.
No, and what we're gonna do is we're gonna have to team off one guy, one girl. Me and you can't be together.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the rules.
Oh, I don't know. There might be a team of four guys.
Oh, yeah. That's
true. But we're going to have to. And I think I know what's going to happen because I think I know who the worst is. I'm not going to say that now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'll go probably with her. You'll go with the other one. So okay. The skill levels equal out.
Okay.
And then we can switch back and forth, you know, during weeks to figure out the best formula.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, guys? We're going to keep going. I just need to pause it for a quick bathroom break. So hold on. You guys won't even know the difference.
But who you know, I'm really shiesty.
So you guys, we are back. I just had to take a quick bathroom break. I had to grab a quick snorkel and finish one of my beers to get caught up. We talked about the Bags tournament just a bit, but also put on by the wonderful Wooden Nickel, WWN. Golf Scramble. Golf Scramble team.
Brawl.
I won't use any names, but I'll just fill them in with generic names. It's me, Jordan, Mick, and Haley.
Right.
So that's going to be a time, and it's best shot. So I'm really good at no part of golf. So I'm going to let Jordan.
I believe it's called shotgun play, right?
No, best shot. Or scramble. It's all the same.
Oh, okay.
It all means the same thing.
No.
But you play your best shot, so you move through it quick.
Right.
I don't. Originally, I thought we were going to get worse score, but...
Not if we play that.
Yeah, you and Haley are not bad. Mick is decent. I'm horrible. But at the same time, my only worry is it's on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And I like to be the ones like, I can do a beer hole. Yeah.
Ooh, that's not a good idea.
I can't.
Not on a Sunday.
Well, then that's the
issue. Depends on what time we get done, though.
If I just do 9 Busch Lights, then I have 9 more after.
We're playing 18 holes?
No, 9 holes. But if I have 9 and then 9 after, 18.
Right.
18 minus 8.
10.
Okay, yeah, so if I get 10 hours of sleep, I'll only have...
That'll counteract. I see what you're saying.
So I was complaining to Jordan that I'm going a little bit slow on the beer side. I don't know what it is. So I've reverted to some drink magic. So I'm going to drink this for a second. Will you give them an audio visual? So it's actually not going to work right now because the straw is not
too
that
much.
Long.
Yeah, he's got too much. So you know how you put the straw in a bottle and you chug it just so you don't get the air bubbles? I don't know what he's doing.
No, it's working. It's cool.
It's beer. It's been in the fridge.
But I am putting them down now. So with the golf scramble, June 16th? I don't know what it is.
I don't know. You're on your fourth one. I'm on my fourth one. I don't know why you need to.
Hey, it's kind of fun.
Is it? Is it, though?
All right. We talked about this earlier, but we're doing people of small town bars. Not just our small town bar. We want to think of stereotypes you see up north.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yeah.
That was a half beer right there.
That was a half beer.
Go.
Sabenia.
All right, so my guy is the guy that's
drunk. The bar drunk. Hey, we're going back and forth, motherfucker. You can't say like mine's wrong.
No, it's not. I just backed off.
Are we fighting?
No. Don't look at me with that cabbage patch mustache. Just
are we
talk
right now?
No.
So the drunk in the bar, he's not like an alcoholic, but he definitely gets a little bit too tipsy whenever you see him. Oh, God, Tommy. Whenever you see him at the bar, always slurring his words. He always thinks you're the best friend that he's never had. Not a bad guy. Not a bad guy. Definitely fun to be around, but can sometimes be annoying.
Good boy.
I'll go with that.
So, kind of along the same lines as Jordan, but I'm going to call it the day shift drinker.
Mm-hmm.
He's not necessarily drunk, but when you get there right before like the night shift bartender, so you have open till 5, and sometimes 6, and then 6 till close. Me and Jordan have only briefly met some of the daytime bartenders.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all nice, but there's almost always the same person there during the daytime. He gets out of there at a reasonable time.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably been there since 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll call it the daytime drinker. Or you know, I'll call it the daytime hero.
Probably earlier than 2. They probably open at about...
I think they're a nooner. So I'll call mine the daytime dreamer.
Daytime dreamer.
Yeah. Hold me closer, daytime dreamer.
I'll say the gambler.
Ooh, we got some of them.
The person that just
your
sits.
Mom.
Oh yeah. Ooh yeah. She won't hear this because she doesn't listen to the podcast. Thanks, Mom.
She does.
Not really. They go to the bar specifically to play the slot machine.
That is so weird to me.
They have one or two drinks just to keep themselves, you know,
a paying customer,
which they still are if they're using the slot machines, but you know, it's one of them degenerates.
Yeah. So if we're going to go with the, I'm going to call it the pull tab player.
Mm-hmm.
And they live the most on Sundays.
Yeah.
They live the most after two light beers. And they said, you know what? Let's put this social security.
At about 3 o'clock in the
let's
afternoon.
Let's put this social security in the cardboard crack and let's get after it.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen them do that thing. They get a stack like this. But that only time I ever, I hit the 75 one time. And that was the first time I did it at this place. I was like, we're going to have great luck. Ever since then, we've hit ones, fives, and maybe a 10.
Yeah.
Do we give up? Probably, because I I probably put just as much money in that machine that I've spent at that bar.
Yeah, probably.
So that's why I kind of stopped.
Yeah.
I'm living for the memories, not the money, because money's arbitrary.
Money, yeah. The pool guy, and I'm so guilty of this.
You are, because you get mad at us for... We want
to
socialize.
No one ever wants to play pool with me. You can socialize and play pool.
Then maybe you bring a friend into this group that wants to play pool. That's all I got for you.
I don't like people.
I know. You've done a great job with me.
So
you don't need to. You don't need to make friends. I just make them for you.
I'm 100% guilty of this, but I'm gonna name them anyway. The guy that plays pool, he's looking for a guy to play pool with. If no one plays pool, he'll play pool by himself until someone throws a quarter on the table. Basically me.
No problems now. Now they got that snorkel.
Basically me.
My stomach hurts. Do you want to...
No.
When we're done, do you want to take a walk down by the beach?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because I got spring rolls.
Yeah. Good point. I didn't think of that. All right, next.
And crab rangoons.
I know. So this is going to add on to yours, but also take a different avenue. The leaguers, whether it's a dart league, a pool league.
Holy shit!
What?
There's a deer
in the front yard. Hold on. Take a picture. Oh, no, Ernie, don't jump.
There's multiple deer in our yard.
Hold on, camera.
Hey, shh. Stop talking.
Are you taking a picture?
Yeah.
I only see one here. Oh,
there's
shit.
There's two.
Do you have any corn?
No, I don't have corn.
The one is huge. Oh, they're on the move. There they are. Hold on. You guys want some corn? No, Ernie.
Ernie, come here.
Hi. Dude, I want to pet him.
No, you're not.
Sorry,
so,
put the headphones back on.
There was two very... There was a mom,
big.
Mama doe and a little baby.
Little.
Not very little. She was... Teenager.
The mom was a big one, but then I thought
really, but
the dog saw him and ran back in the house.
Ernie I called him.
Yeah, you called him to save his life. One kick from one of those guys.
Well, yeah, but they wouldn't do that.
That was wild. That's called living in the prairie right there.
Yeah.
But I see him all the time.
Well, yeah, they're everywhere, but
yes.
I'm just surprised that it's still pretty early. I'm surprised that they're...
No, dude, they're going for that bird feeder. They want to pick up those seeds, too. Oh, yes, they are. If
no, they're eating your front plants. That's what they're doing. That's probably what they're
doing. My hostas?
For. Yeah.
Go on, get.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, that was a...
Where's my gun?
No. This episode's going to be called Special Guest, the Deer title.
We could...
Not hunting deer.
Yeah, you couldn't shoot. Yeah, that'd be illegal.
You would not hunt. You would not shoot any animal on this property, except for the squirrel that goes on the window.
Fuck that squirrel.
That squirrel's game.
Freak that squirrel.
If we don't get him, he's going to get in this house. We can kind of start wrapping up. Give me I wrote this is a good note. Give me one stereotype of a person who would not be seen in the wooden nickel.
Frat boy. Well, you're kind of a frat boy, so.
I'm not a frat
God
boy.
God damn it. I don't
Gosh
know.
Darn it.
Someone that would go to the factory, a regular at the factory.
Yeah, I know the guy you're talking about. But
younger dude like or chick that's like going to college.
You know what? So your idea of a frat boy and my idea of a frat boy are very different things. Like it's the guy wearing the long sleeve Vineyard Vines shirt. With the chubbies, with the boat shoes, with the spares. That's not me at all.
No, it's not.
No, that kind of frat guy.
You definitely have some qualities of a frat kid.
I like to party.
But that's it. You're not an actual frat
guy. I like to party and I have two flags. Is that, what else?
Is that such a crime?
Yeah, what else? I'm interested now.
That's about it.
Okay.
That's about it. You just have qualities.
No, I don't have qualities. I am a down home boy. I wear a visor the right way. Okay?
That's true. All right.
Not many people, dads and me. That's who can pull it off. Yeah. I'm not built like a, actually there is like the one, I'm the one in five.
You're more of a dad than you are a frat boy.
Big
like, I'll
time.
Give you that.
Big time.
Give you that.
Daddy, whatever. Okay. All right, guys. But once again, thanks for listening. That's 40 weeks. We appreciate all 2.8 million.
40 weeks?
This is our 40th episode.
Holy cow.
Now, I have a treat for you guys next week. I'm going to give Jordan from now, and literally give him a week to do this. I'm going to give you some homework. For episode 41, we're going to switch it up a little bit. Jordan is actually going to write the podcast. He thinks it's silly, but I think if I give him a whole week to do it, I think you can pull it off.
I'll forget by the end of the night.
Oh, no, I won't let you forget every night. You only have to figure out three topics of the week, and then I will fill in the line. So you pick the three topics, and I'll fill in the rest. We got a deal?
That's true. I can probably figure that out.
Boom. All right, guys, but as always, thank you for listening. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, review, share, follow, and if you're talented enough, backflip. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Mm-hmm.